This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. We love hearing from you. Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK. Strange day to find out that someone did something violent or at least weird and strange, and he was a Trumper. That's so weird, so unusual. You know, Democrats have already forgotten that one of their people unloaded on a baseball field and shot one of her guys and almost killed the poor guy, the majority whip Steve Scalise of the United States House. They've forgotten how many instances of violence caused by their people, and suddenly one guy mails a bunch of fake bombs and he's a total nutcase, and they act like that's the norm, and it's completely out of the ordinary and completely shocking to Trump supporters to believe that somebody would do that, because we've had 63 million Trump supporters, and this is the first one I know of that's ever done anything wrong. But look at his history. His name's Cesar Sayoc, and his rap sheet. He was born in Brooklyn in 1962, and he was arrested in 91 for grand theft in the third degree, 92 for petit larceny. I don't know what petit, but I guess it means minor larceny. 94, domestic violence against his grandmother. 95, possession of crack cocaine and swindling. 99, possession of a stolen vehicle. 99, swindling of over $500. Returns to Florida in the year 2000. And two, and immediately gets arrested for making a bomb threat. All he gets is probation for that. Maybe we should be looking at the criminal justice system. On all of these charges, they were either dropped, dismissed, or they gave him probation. Then he gets charged with possession in 2004, possession of steroids, 18 months probation. How's that possible? Then in 2004, possession of steroids, 18 months probation. Then grand theft in the third degree, 12 months probation. And then petit larceny, 12 months probation. I've never seen anything like this. Then grand theft in the third degree, 12 months probation. And then petit theft, 12 months probation. And then petit theft again, 12 months probation. Second petit theft, 12 months probation. And in August 2015, petit theft, 12 months probation. Now, I'm looking at this at the UK Daily Mail. This has got to be the biggest indictment I've ever seen of the criminal justice system of the United States of America. What the hell are you talking about? How can you be convicted? What is this? One, or let's say charged. Forget the convicted. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 times he was either charged or convicted. And he got probation every time. He never served a minute in jail. This guy's never been in jail. The first one was 12 months probation. The next one was charges dropped. The next one, charges dropped. Next one, charges dismissed. Next one, charges dismissed. Next one, 12 months probation. Next one, 18 months probation. Next one, 18 months probation. Next one, 12 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 months probation. And the final one, 12 months probation. So that means he's never been in jail in his entire life, despite the fact he's been charged and convicted and suspected of crimes almost 20 times. Cesar Sayoc, 56 years old. Oh, he's been arrested over 20 times in the past 3 decades for a variety of offenses in 3 states. I just don't understand how that's possible. How do you only get probation each time? Doesn't a judge looks at it? Doesn't a judge ever look at it and say, well, you know, maybe on its own I'd give a guy probation. But if he's done it 16 or 20 times before and he's been caught, first of all, every time you're caught, it probably means you did it 10 times and you weren't caught. So that means you might have done it 160 times, not 16. The swindling ones, I kept wondering, what's swindling ones? He would purchase vitamin supplements and then return the bottles filled with beans to collect a refund. So they call that swindling. But either way, the guy is a world-class nutcase and crook and swindler and weirdo and steroid abuser and steroid distributor and a guy threatens to bomb the power company, by the way. I didn't even see one there, but maybe that was one of his, maybe it's Pettit Larceny or something. It says threatening to bomb the power company. He's a nutcase. He's not a Trump supporter. He's a nutcase. He's a career loser. Let's take Mark in Las Vegas on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root.
Hey, how you doing? I've got a question for you. If this guy's got so many felonies against him, in the state of Nevada, and I'm under the impression the state of Florida, you cannot register to vote if you're an ex-felon. And the New York Times is reporting that he is a registered Republican. That something's not making sense here. It doesn't jive.
Well, let me say, in his defense, I don't want to defend him, but I don't know that he was ever convicted of a felony. In other words, if you get 12 months probation, my guess is it's a misdemeanor, not a felony. He's probably been charged with all these and convicted of many of them, but he pled out and never got a felony. He just got a misdemeanor. That would be my guess. Never once did I say in each one of these, felony, felony, felony. I never heard the word felony. So I guess they got pleaded down.
I'm not saying that you. I'm not saying that you said it, but that's
no.
What,
I know. I know. No, but I'm just reading what's out there. I'm just reading what's out there, Mark. It says that, you know, convicted or pleaded guilty to something. That doesn't mean it wasn't charged as a felony and pleaded down to misdemeanor in order to just get probation. So in all these cases, there must not be a felony involved. You know, and I'm not an expert on the criminal justice system because, thank God, I've never been accused or charged or convicted of anything in my life, never done anything wrong. So I don't know anything about police charging you with things, but I just can't believe you could be arrested 20 times and I guess it looks like pleaded out or convicted 16 of those times and every time's probation. I've never heard of such a thing. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's 20 times. Criminal. He must have had an attorney.
I just think the system is that bad, I would guess, but in any case.
Yeah. Yeah.
In any case,
time will tell.
Time will tell. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Mark. It's a very strange case. And like I said, see, this is where I don't even think you could make some sort of a conspiracy theory charge here that something's still wrong. He's not a Trumper. I'm in denial. No, it's just this is a case of a weirdo. This is a case of a criminal, career criminal. This is a case of a bad guy with a mental illness. And so I don't want to make any excuses for him. If in his mind he was a Trumper, in his mind he was a Trumper. Who cares? Got nothing to do with the rest of us. Move on. Move on to the economy. Move on to the caravan. I mean, look, you know, if you heard my opening commentary to start this show, and hopefully you did, but if you didn't, that's okay. You'll hear it again in hour number three. I'll be redoing it in hour number three. But I told you about all the texts I'm getting from liberal organizations and the Democratic Party itself, a little bit of a combination of both. And one of them is called Global Citizens Without Borders, and I assume it's a George Soros organization, most probably. And the things that they say are so incredible. It's just amazing to me, the things they say. Stop the hate and bigotry coming from Trump's America. Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Vote for Jackie Rosen. We got to support the caravan, 14,000 strong and growing daily. Donations will help families in need as we make our way to America. Situation dire. Donate now. I mean, you just read this stuff and you go, what? You want to help the caravan? You're on the side of the caravan? It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. So here's one that came from the Nevada Democrats. Just came to me moments ago. And I asked them, who is this? Just to make sure. Trump bomb suspect caught. This is the text they sent me. Van covered in Trump stickers. Tell Trump to stop the hate. We will not be intimidated. Okay, so then they said that. And then they said, help defeat Dishonest Dean by donating today. Dishonest Dean Heller. Okay, fine. I'm trying to find, there's so many that I've gotten. Oh, here it is. Trump and Dishonest Dean Heller are sending the military to the border. We will not run scared. We will storm the border. Military will not stop us. Tell Trump to go to hell. And I said, who is texting me? And it says Nevada. It comes back, Nevada Dems. So it's the Nevada Democratic Party. It says hashtag blue wave. It's the Nevada Democratic Party texting me saying that we will storm the border. Military will not stop us. Tell Trump to go to hell. Really? Really? Is that really what you're saying? Hard to believe that this is the Democratic Party, but it sure seems to be. That's how bad they are, folks. By the way, this entire show is sponsored by the U.S. Gold Bureau. I never got that in at the beginning of the first segment of hour number two. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. Texas chosen to operate Fort Knox. That's pretty darn cool. And I've teamed up with the professionals of the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Weight Alloy Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. They came to me and said, what would you do, you know, if you were us, and how do you want your clients to be treated, your listeners to your show, and the TV viewers, what would you do? And I said, you know what? Here's what I would do. I'd offer like 100 coins, because it's boring to offer somebody one coin. They don't want one coin. You know how long it takes to get from 1 to 100 if you're going to start collecting one at a time? It's pretty boring to look at your collection of one coin. So I try and give them a lot of coins. And they said, okay, let's go with 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. Every coin is investment quality, and you get the coins at zero cost. We'll show them our own sticker. So they'll see they're getting it, our own invoice. They'll see where they're getting it at wholesale, just like a dealer gets it. You're buying it like you own a coin shop. And we'll include free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. And I said, you'd really do that? They said, yeah, try us. I said, okay, let's do it. And you order today, you get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order, which holds 500 coins. So you get your first 100, and you have room for 400 more, which gives you an inspiration to keep collecting and collecting. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you. Ask for the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Pretty cool. Start off with 100 beautiful, shiny American Silver Eagle coins direct from the U.S. Mint in uncirculated condition. Wayne Alaroot, worn out. We get back. I'll tell you more about the steroid bomber. He's a weirdo.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool. It keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. Say a guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, I'm Wayne Allen Root, by the way, on USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this show is A Prayer of Vengeance. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I can barely find the time to write a book. I'm on my 12th book, by the way, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines, the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. Look at this idiot bomber, right? Lots of darkness. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. All right, so thank you, John Stafford, for sponsoring the show, our newest sponsor. I'll tell you about some more things going on with this suspected bomber. He was a stripper with a steroid problem. The man in Florida charged with sending at least 13 mail bombs was a fitness-obsessed male stripper who dreamt of becoming a professional wrestler. Cesar Sayoc Jr. traveled to strip joints around the country during the 1990s. Ohio event promoter Tony Valentine told the Washington Examiner. Valentine said the 56-year-old was a big muscle head and wanted to be a professional wrestler. He really couldn't find his niche in life, and I guess he found it now. Back in the 90s, he was running around from Minnesota to the Carolinas to Florida. He was like a gypsy. He would show up and do an individual act and leave. He was dancing for a guy out in Oklahoma. Valentine vouched for Sayoc in his grand theft auto case in 2014 when he was employed as a strip club manager while also dancing in an all-male strip club review. He said he would never hire the Aventura, Florida resident again. He's like 900 years old now. I wouldn't hire a 60-year-old stripper. Sayoc's cousin told NBC News he worked as an exotic dancer and a bouncer at many strip clubs. He was a loose cannon and a lost soul who didn't speak to his family and had a problem with steroids. He's been in strip clubs since he was 22. That was his life. He was a male dancer and he wanted to be a wrestler. He was taking steroids. He was all beffed up. He was built like a rock. If birds didn't fly south in the winter and sun didn't rise in the east, would tomorrow come? He bizarrely commented on a photo of him flexing his muscles, whatever that means. The guy's nuts. He filed for bankruptcy in 2012. The filing said he lives with his mother and has been working for a year as a store manager in Hollywood, Florida. So the more you find out about this guy, the more it appears he was just a nutcase. I don't know how he hooked on to Trump and became a Trump supporter. I have no idea, but he's a 56-year-old Native American. We know that because he had several businesses with with his Native American-ness proudly stamped on the front of the businesses. He was a Chippendales promoter, and they've got photos of him as a Chippendales promoter. And here's what Fox News says of Cesar Sayoc. Everything we know so far. He waged a week-long reign of terror against prominent Democrats by sending crude bombs through the mail. Former stripper and bodybuilder who attended pro-Trump rallies, often sporting a red MAGA cap, and posted partisan rants online. He has a white van, but it was covered with Trump stickers and Penn stickers, in addition to other stickers about politics and soccer. At least 13 suspicious packages have been recovered, and they say there could be more on the way. The postal markings on the packages appeared to stem from the Sunshine State, leading investigators to contradict Florida as a region of interest. What do we know about him? He's a former New Yorker, now resides in Aventura, Florida, promoter and booking agent for male stripper and burlesque shows, including touring dance troupe Chippendales. He really couldn't find his niche in life. We heard all that already. Photos and videos posted on what is believed to be Sayoc's social media accounts show the Florida man attending pro-Trump rallies, where he often sported a red MAGA hat and at times posed with Trump Pence campaign signs. Court records show he has a history of arrests, notably a 2002 charge of making a bomb threat, which allegedly put him on law enforcement radar. A Miami attorney told the Associated Press he became frustrated, Sayoc, about a lack of service and told a Florida Power and Light employee, something to the effect, you're not taking care of my problem, and I bet you would if I threw a bomb at you. A 2002 arrest affidavit first obtained by Orlando station WFTZ states Sayoc threatened to blow up Florida Power and Light, claiming it would be worse than September 11th. He was convicted for grand theft and misdemeanor of theft in 2014 and 2013. 2004, he faced several felony charges for unlawful possession of synthetic anabolic steroids used to build muscles, several arrests for theft in the 90s, felony charge for obtaining fraudulent refunds, and a misdemeanor for tampering with physical evidence. I guarantee you all these probations maybe keep them all down to misdemeanors. Was never convicted of an actual felony. Now he's got a problem. Can't plead this one down to no time in probation. Crazy man. He's not a Republican. He's just a crazy man with mental illness, with a steroid problem. Wayne Allyn, worn out.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Let this be a lesson to anyone, regardless of their political beliefs, that we will bring the full force of law against anyone who attempts to use threats, intimidation, and outright violence to further an agenda.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today as 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc was arrested and is being charged with five crimes, including illegal mailing of explosives. All told, Sayoc is suspected of sending 14 mail bombs to Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on the devices that were used.
Each device consisted of roughly 6 inches of PVC pipe, a small clock, a battery, some wiring, and what is known as energetic material, which is essentially potential explosives and material that give off heat and energy. These are not hoax devices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillow and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Nori from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Feim Group, who is the exclusive distributor for Rex Firearms, is actually the wonderful new sponsor of this segment and of this show. Can't wait to tell you about him, because I'm a guy who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm a guy who loves Christmas, and I get to combine the two. I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it and put it under my tree. I just brought my beautiful new gun home. I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, whether you're a weekend warrior, whether you're simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your Christmas tree. Oh, I wish I could show it to you. We're on radio, so there's no way for me to show it to you, but it is a beautiful pistol. It is gorgeous. The handle looks like it's wood on top of a beautiful metal gun. Oh, it's just gorgeous. And I picked it up at Ventura Munitions here in Las Vegas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex Firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by the military's arms channel. And how about this one? It costs substantially less than a gun that was tested against it on the military arms channel that failed. And that gun costs so much more, and it's used by military and Navy SEALs and police all over this country. And Rex blew it away and costs less, substantially less. They have all kinds of options for you. Duty, tactical, compact carry, competition. They've got a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including kvar.com. That's k-var.com. Use the promo code ROOT to get your free Rex holster shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com. K, and then you put a dash, and then V-A-R. .com, or if you don't understand how to do that, just email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I will simply email you the correct way to check in on their website, all right? Or go to your local firearms dealer, your local gun store, like I went to Ventura Munitions in Las Vegas. Thank you, Ventura. I just posted a photo online, by the way, on my Twitter account, Wayne Root, real Wayne Root, real Wayne Root is my Twitter handle. Bob Magidis is our guest. Hopefully I pronounced that right. I'll find out in 1 second. He's a lieutenant colonel, Pentagon insider, national security and foreign policy expert, and author of The Alliance of Evil. Am I pronouncing it right, Bob Magidis or McGinnis?
No, Wayne is McGinnis.
McGinnis. There we go. Bob McGinnis. All right, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Wayne?
I'm doing great, although I hope we could stop this caravan. That's the reason we got you on the show, although you are the author of The Alliance of Evil, and I want to talk about that too. But I want to know how we could stop this caravan and what you think of this caravan as a lieutenant colonel.
Well, first, I don't think all those people are going to reach the border, but some might. The president's going to obviously close the border. He's going to probably issue an executive order that says they aren't coming across that border. Those that do penetrate the border, I hope they fingerprint them, do a little talk with them, and then put them back on the other side. You know, we've got to fix this. Unfortunately, you know, it's the Congress that is really, you know, in the bird's seat to fix the problem. That is specifically, you know, we have some legislation passed a number of years ago. That all you have to do is cross and say you have a credible fear and therefore you want to seek asylum and we have to listen to you. That just doesn't work. You know, 700 people try to cross the border every day. And then, of course, thousands, you know, with this particular caravan, and allegedly there's one starting in El Salvador on its tail. So this is something that Congress has got to fix. They've got to put it in the law. They have to give the administration the right types of laws to seal our border if necessary and to control immigration. And people that have been waiting in line for 10 years ought to be able to come through the legitimate way instead of these people illegally coming across the border. So there are a host of issues here. And the fact is, Wayne, you know, it's not as if we don't have enough low-wage people in this country. These are not doctors and lawyers and people with hard skills coming across the border. They're looking for menial jobs. We've got plenty of people, if you go across this country, especially in these major cities, they need jobs. you know, we do have vacancies in a lot of skilled jobs, but they're not going to fill those positions. So, you know, we really need to get serious about this. I think the president clearly is serious. I think his team is serious. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear as if the Democrats on the other side of the aisle in Congress, you know, really care about this. Maybe it's just because of the midterms and the elections ahead.
All right, we're talking with Bob McGinnis, Lieutenant Colonel. Are you a current Lieutenant Colonel, or are you a former, now retired Lieutenant Colonel?
Well, interestingly, I've retired a long time ago. However, over the last 20 years, I've been here in Washington, and I still work in the Pentagon. I oversee a team of people that are international experts, and we consult and we support the U.S. Army staff.
All right. He's a national security and foreign policy expert. He's author of The Alliance of Evil. Tell us what The Alliance of Evil is all about.
Well, it's basically looking back 1945 to 1991, we had what we call the Cold War. Now, if you're, you know, people of my vintage will remember that's when we were concerned that we were going to be blown up at the, you know, the drop of a hair, you know, if we made the Russians angry because they had tens of thousands of nuclear weapons and platforms to launch them from missiles or bombers or submarines. We did as well. And so there was a lot of fear going around. There was an ideological battle, you know, in which communism versus liberal democracy was, you know, involved in proxy wars in places like Korea and Vietnam and all sorts of places in the Middle East as well as in Africa. And then, of course, we had a lot of spying going on and so forth. Well, fortunately, on Christmas Day of 1991, the hammer and sickle was lowered in Moscow, and the Cold War ended, and Mikhail Gorbachev stepped down, and he was replaced by Yeltsin, who really ushered in, you know, the new Russian Federation into a new era. Well, the Cold War did stop. Russia did degenerate. But at the very same time, on the other side of the earth, interestingly, Chou Enlai, the president at the time of China, says, well, that Cold War ended. Our Cold War of the United States just began. And in fact, I go through the Alliance of Evil, 16 very specific indicators of the new Cold War. And all you have to do, Wayne, is look at what is going on in Europe today. I mean, we're constantly confronting the Russians at the air, land, and sea. You know, they've taken over two provinces of Georgia. They've taken over Crimea, eastern Ukraine. They threatened the Baltics. They, of course, have just had this major exercise, Vostok, you know, 2018, which 300,000 of their troops were involved, the largest military exercise since the end of the old Cold War. And, of course, interestingly, the Chinese were directly involved. So the Russians are a very real, growing, significant threat, mostly in Western Europe. It's interesting that a man that I'm aware of recently retired as the commander for the United States Army Europe, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges. You know, Ben here recently said, look, and I'm going to quote him because this was in yesterday's papers. He basically said, I think in 15 years, it's not inevitable, but it is very strong likelihood that we will be at war with China. He didn't say that about Russia. I think Russia is a possibility as well. After all, we did kill a few hundred of them, mostly mercenaries in Syria this past February. And we're constantly sniping at one another in Syria and the Middle East. But it's China. When you read, for instance, the Pentagon produces a annual congressional report that goes into great detail. They've been doing this for over 20 years, and I've read them all. They're talking about the emergent People's Liberation Army and how their tentacles are literally across the world. And how are they doing that? Well, they're using what they call the Belt and Road Initiative. This is something President Xi of China started in 2013. And basically, they've taken a couple $1 trillion and they've gone and leveraged, you know, through, you know, these economic infrastructure projects on every continent, Europe, South America, Australia, all over Southeast Asia, and so forth. And, of course, these countries, in many cases, cannot afford to pay back. And so they basically manipulate them. They've got them, you know, between a rock and a hard place. And so time you see that leverage, every time you see the Belt and Road Initiative, which is all over the world, you also see behind the veil, guess what? The People's Liberation Army. We've seen a massive increase on the capability. And if you also understand what happened a year ago in Beijing and the 19th Congress, the Congress of the Communist Party, basically gave President Xi a carte blanche. They said, you can be president for life. And in fact, you know, the following spring, the early part of 2018, they made, by changing the Constitution, it possible for Xi to be the president for life. So no wonder this guy is moving closer and closer to being a Leninist. So there are a whole host of things that are going on. I'll continue later on.
All right. His name is Bob McGinnis. I got to pronounce right this time. Bob McGinnis. He's Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, Pentagon insider, national security, foreign policy expert, author of The Alliance of Evil. You can find it at Amazon.com. Alliance of Evil by Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. Hey, Bob, great to have you on the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, coming up in about 15 minutes. We've got Newsmax TV, our Power Hour. But in the meantime, I'm back for more, and we'll have a great analysis of Obama's speech in Milwaukee today. You do not want to miss this. You will laugh your you-know-what off. Obama could not stop using the word I. Every speech he gives, I. I've got to wait for him to use I. I ruined the American economy. I'm an idiot. I'm the worst president in history. I, Obama. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My Doctor Suggests. But Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil seen and unseen into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerofVengeance.com.
War now. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
One of my favorite listeners, Dave, asked, threats to Democrats get top priority, but of all the attacks on Republicans this year, how many arrests have been made? That would be zero. I don't know if that's 100% true. I think that's true, but I don't know it's true. I do know that there were quite a few death threats on Wayne Root's life, and the police couldn't have cared less. It didn't seem like they gave a damn. They said, well, it's coming on email, and so we have to issue a subpoena against, you know, Yahoo or Gmail or Google or whoever, and they never answer subpoenas, so it's kind of hard to find out who sent it. You know, they didn't care at all. There was no priority. Then I heard, and by the way, one of them was a caller, one of the death threats to me. And I won't tell you what he said, but it was a very scary death threat, a very real death threat. And they were like, you know, they're probably out of state. You got to call the FBI. We're not really set up to handle this, is what the local police said. And then within a month, the front page story in the Vegas newspaper was that some nutcase had dialed in and made a threat over the phone to the NAACP. And so he made a threat against a black leader. And the police got involved, and the FBI got involved, and the detectives got involved, and they were so proud. Within 24 hours, they found out who he was, they arrested him. You make a threat to Wayne Root, is that different than making a threat to the NAACP? Am I missing something? The police don't care if a famous national conservative TV and radio talk show host gets threatened on his life with a serious threat, but the police jump right in if you, God forbid, threaten a black person who's in the NAACP. Now, let me tell you something. You should go after the guy who threatens the black person. You should go after the guy who threatens the white person. You should go after the guy who threatens the black, the Jewish person. You should go after the guy who threatens the Christian person. You should go after the guy who threatens a Muslim person. I don't care who it is. I'm not making racist claims. I'm telling you the actions of the police are racist. They only care if a black person's threatened who happens to be a black leader of importance in the media. That's it. The rest of us don't matter, really? Is that really the way it works in Las Vegas? Very interesting. They didn't give two craps that there were serious threats made against the life of Wayne Allen Root, the number one radio show in this town, and a national talk show, and a national TV show, and the column in this town, and the RJ never cared. The police didn't give a damn. It got lost in the cracks. It wasn't anything against me. That was the feeling I had. It was that they were just too busy to care. They had other more important things. Hey, it's just a threat. It probably means nothing. I'll get to it when I can. 6 months later, they never answered our subpoena. They never do. Don't worry about it. But the same type of person threatens the NAACP and the entire law enforcement of Las Vegas, and America gets involved because it's the NAACP. Well, I think it's terrible that someone threatens the NAACP, and I think you're a crackpot, and you're probably a racist, and you're probably a horrible person, and you make terrorist threats. But if you make terrorist threats against Wayne Root, police don't care. Don't you find that interesting? I find that very interesting. So Dave's probably right. Threats to Democrats get top priority, and of the attacks on Republicans this year, how many arrests have been made? Zero. Probably right. Because the way they handle mine, it seems clear to me that's the way they treat it. All right. Hey, by the way, the reason my voice works is because of My Doctor Suggests, and I heard today from My Doctor Suggests that all of you have been calling and buying like crazy, and they're so thrilled, and so thank you. The reason I've got a voice talking 7 or 20 hours a year on the radio and thousands of hours, you know, doing business deals and business meetings and radio and TV interviews on other people's shows and all the stuff that I do on a daily basis, all I ever do is use my voice. It's amazing. It still exists. Is because I suck on their lozenges. My doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. It's the reason I don't get sick. It's the reason I don't get colds. It's the reason I haven't lost my voice. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. My throat is now a workhorse. Silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and a lozenge. When the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I demand you try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. 866-660-9868. That's right. You don't go to a store and get these. You call up and buy them. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you, get 10% off your order. 866-660-9868, thank you, My Doctor Suggests, for saving my throat for almost 3 years. I was going to say 2.5, but now it's way past 2.5. Let's see, I started on radio in February of 16. February of 16, so February 16, February 17, February 18, to February of 19 will be 3 years, so we are November, December, January, 3 months short of 3 years I've been on the radio, never missed a second, even though I have a naturally, hoarse voice, saved by the cavalry. The cavalry is My Doctor Suggests. Go to mydoctorsuggests.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you. Obama gave a speech today. He ridiculed fears over the migrant caravans headed to the U.S., campaigning in Wisconsin on Friday. He was in Milwaukee for Democrats running in next month's midterm elections. Obama ridiculed Americans who were fearful of the caravans and politicians who were making stopping mass illegal immigration a campaign issue. Several caravans comprised of thousands of migrants, mostly from Central America, currently making their way from Honduras into Mexico with the goal of claiming asylum in the U.S. Obama spoke in a haughty, comedic voice, raising his pitch, using his hands and arms to make exaggerated points of ridicule. And then they showed him making his points of ridicule. It's actually a good video. If you go there online, it's at gatewaypundit.com. He says, that's the thing. That's the thing, the most important thing in the election. Not health care or whether folks are able to retire. Not, you know, something about higher wages. What an idiot. Do you realize illegals are what create lower wages, you moron? Rebuilding our roads. If illegals are using the roads and paying no taxes, they're causing the rebuilding of the roads to be necessary. Putting people back to work. They're taking jobs. And the reason the economy stinks and folks can't retire is because they're paying too much in taxes because the money's going to illegals. And the reason our health care sucks is illegals. And the reason schools suck is illegals. Obama's just not a very smart man, is he? Wayne Allyn, more now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.